You're listening to The Head Trash Show with the founder of Head Trash, Alexia Leachman. Head Trash is the home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence, and contentment in your life. Tune in every week as Alexia shares insights and simple strategies to help you create some headspace to experience confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman, and thank you so much for joining me. Yes, I've been away for quite some time, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But yes, back for good. Well, at least back for the moment. Nothing's forever, right? So back for the moment, and I've also got myself a nice, new, shiny intro jingle, which I hope you like. Thought I'd get a professional to do it instead of me, which I think is well worth doing. So where have I been? Well, why haven't I been podcasting? What have I been up to? Well, I'll tell you what I've been up to. I've been creating a new little human being. And I might have mentioned it before when I sort of was fading out my podcast earlier last year. I thought I could keep the whole thing going, but it was just too much. When I was pregnant, my pregnancy in the early days was pretty horrific in terms of my hormones. And not only was I utterly exhausted, but I thought that the whole world was rubbish, that I was rubbish, and that there was no point in really putting that down, recording me sounding like that. And I really wasn't myself in those early days. And to be quite honest, I had to just put everything on hold. I had to put the whole head trash thing on hold, and I had to just accept that I wasn't in the right frame of mind to be doing this kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, when I'm trying to inspire other people to do, you know, wrestle themselves out of a dark place or out of a difficult, challenging place, I was in one of those places too. And I needed to retreat. I needed to go inside and sort my stuff out. And so that's what I did. And it also meant that I had to go back and do a job. And so I had to park my business. So it was a very difficult time for me, having to put things on hold. But my goodness, I am so pleased I did all of those things, because I learned a ton of stuff. And it's a ton of stuff that I'm going to be able to share with you, because, you know, we learn a lot through our darkest times. And I'm not saying that it was all dark, but certainly I had some very challenging moments in all of that. And a lot of it was my head that was contributing to some of that. And to be honest, the hormones were responsible in many cases. And one thing I've realized is that, you know, hormones are just bigger than we are in many times. So, what I want to talk to you about today is just a little bit of what I've been up to and how I'm going to be able to bring some of that to you guys into the podcast over the coming weeks, so that I can share some of those learnings and really let's get back into this head trash clearance stuff that we're doing, and really helping us to bring some of that contentment, that clarity in our lives, so we can feel more confident, more able to live the life that we want. And for some of us, that might mean just having a good night's sleep and not being super stressed all the time, you know. Or maybe it's being able to pursue the life of your dreams and having the confidence to do that and the focus and determination to do that, or the clarity of your mind to be able to identify what the hell is your dream life in the first place. So there are lots of things that our head trash actually stop us from achieving. So I think it's fairly clear that the first thing we really do need to tackle is just clearing our head trash. So let me remind you why I do this podcast. So one of the main reasons I do this podcast is to help you to use our 5 steps to clearing head trash process that you can get free off the website at headtrash.co.uk. So you just have to slip in your email address and you will get the process straight away, all free, into your inbox, like super, super quick. And so I want this podcast to inspire you to do it, to inspire you to clear your head trash, to help share with you the benefits of clearing your head trash. But also, if you get stuck using the process, then this is what this podcast is to help you to do. So sometimes we pick certain aspects of head trash and we drill down. I get experts on to help me understand certain things a lot better. But also, there are, you know, one thing I do recognize is that there are other techniques out there to help you to clear your head trash. The technique that I use that's inspired our 5-step process, and that technique is called reflective repatterning. Sure, it's one of the best, most impactful and effective techniques that currently exist, but it might not work for everybody in terms of some people don't all feel comfortable with all of those techniques. So the other thing I've got coming up for you over the next few episodes are some other techniques and some things that you can do to help you clear your mind, calm your mind, declutter your mind so that you can start getting some of that clarity back, some of that confidence, some of that focus and determination to help you really make 2015 a smashing, epic year. So let me just talk a little bit about the why I disappeared and a little bit more about the pregnancy piece, because I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this in future episodes. So I'm sorry, guys, if this is going to sort of, you feel it's not entirely relevant to you. And sorry, ladies, if you're not pregnant, but there's a lot of stuff there that actually we can use in other parts of our lives. So certainly the hormones, you know, the hormones that would really challenge me in lots of ways, and how I, you know, what I threw out of everything that I knew, out of all the stuff in my armory in terms of healing techniques and mental clear out techniques, head trash techniques. You know, I literally threw everything I had at this. So there's stuff I'd like to share with you about what I used, how it worked, and the process of all that. Because, you know, as ladies out there, I'm sure you appreciate, when you get hit by a really bad case of hormones, you really do feel like there's nowhere else to go and that life is utter bleep. I'm not going to say the word, but you can fill it in yourself. So, and the other thing I learned about, you know, the pregnancy experience was when I was pregnant the first time. This is when I was first training in all this stuff. So I was very new to a lot of these techniques, and I tried and tested a lot of them to help me get rid of my own fears of childbirth. Because when I was pregnant the first time around, I was utterly, utterly terrified. But I managed to clear a lot of that using the techniques that I talked to you about. So second time around, I was able to sort of see whether or not the stuff that I'd done on myself, whether it was a total fluke or whether it actually worked and whether the work had stuck. You know, was that all the clearance work that I did years ago, it was 4 years ago because my first daughter's four now, whether that stuff had still remained cleared in my mind. And so that one thing I did learn is that yes, it does, this stuff works. But the other thing that I realized, that there was a lot more work I could have done that I needed to do when it came to pregnancy and childbirth. And so I did a lot more stuff, and I really managed to improve my first childbirthing experience massively compared to the first one. And I would say that my first one was pretty amazing. It was pain-free, it was quick, it was exhilarating, but my most recent birth was even more magical in many, many ways. It was quicker, it was euphoric almost. There was certainly no pain at all going on there. And so I realized that some of this stuff is really, you know, I bet there are some women listening to this going, oh my God, you had a pain-free birth. How on earth did you do that? And you're describing your birth as euphoric. What? Let me know what you did. Can I have a piece of that? So yes, you can have a piece of that, because I'll be doing some podcasts on that. But I'm also writing a book to share exactly what I did and how you can do that too. So look out from me over the next few weeks for stuff that I'm going to be launching around pregnancy that's more specific to people that are going through that, where you can keep informed of my latest, any podcasts I might be doing. So I'm not going to be putting it all through the Head Trash Show, because I realise that I've got a lot of guys listening to this, a lot of people listening to this show that aren't pregnant. And so I don't want to piss you guys off and lose you guys. I want to make sure that this show is about more than just pregnancy. But there will be some shows particularly tackling themes like pain. You know, how can you get rid of pain using techniques of the mind? Because certainly that is a huge one I think we could all benefit from learning from. So yes, look out for some stuff on pregnancy. Now, the other thing that I did, as I mentioned, I went back and I got a job. So I was in corporate life for a while, and I was in a big organization that was going through massive change, and I was surrounded by lots of people that were super, super stressed. There was a lot of change happening, workloads that were just massively, well, too much for people to do in their normal working week. And so I was able to see firsthand, again, how stressful the environment is out there when people are working, but also how this head trash technique can work so well. There were many times I was in that environment where people just came up to me and asked me if they could help me. They were in tears, they needed help. They needed to get back to a place where they could deal with their work, deal with their job without being emotional, without crying, without feeling wobbly or completely stressed, they couldn't even focus on what they were doing. So having worked with people at the front line, as it were, and also having to use it on myself while I had very challenging meetings and very challenging interactions in those times, I was able to see how well I was able to cope with those situations as well. So I'd love to share more with you about that. And if you are listening to me and you're from the corporate world and you think that maybe your business where you work could do with a bit of head trash clearance and a little bit of some of that help, then don't hesitate to get in touch and I will share with you exactly how I think I can help you and your organization. And finally, as you know, this show is about helping you guys to use our 5-step process. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. So I've got something for you as well, just to kick off the new podcast for 2015. And I've done some FAQ. So I get emailed a lot, some questions from people asking me how to use the process. They're getting stuck. Yes, they followed the 5 steps. There are certain bits they just don't quite understand. They're not sure if they're doing it right. So I've had some of those questions. I reviewed a lot of the questions I've come in. There are quite a lot that are similar. So I thought, I know, I will do some little FAQ answers on the podcast as well. So if you check the website today, there are 4 FAQs that I've launched this week to help you. So if some of these resonate with you or that you found that you were having these challenges when you were using our 5-step process, then pop along to the website to check them out and to listen to them. They will also feature in the iTunes feed, the RSS feed, or on Stitcher if you're listening to this show via Stitcher. So the FAQs I've already recorded that you can listen to right away are these. The first one is, what do you mean by do the opposite? Now, a lot of people come to me with that question and don't fully understand what I mean by that. That's the 5th step in our process. And so when you have finished clearing one piece of head trash, whatever that might be, then you need to do the opposite. And a lot of people still don't fully understand what that means. So there's a whole episode dedicated to answering that question. The second one I've tackled is this. Why am I rating myself out of 10? Some people don't fully understand that and what the benefit of doing that is. So I share my answer to that question too. The third question I tackle is, what happens if I only lower my score to a 4, 5, or 6 out of 10? And again, that's something I get quite a lot. And there are several ways that you can tackle that. So again, I explain that in a lot more detail in that FAQ episode. And then finally, is there a quick emergency version of this? Because as you know, if you've read our download and you've gone through the process, you'll see that it potentially might take anything from 15 to 20, 25 minutes to clear a piece of head trash. Now, of course, it's well worth doing because head trash is a nightmare and we're much better off without it. But sometimes, as I learned in the world of work, we just don't have that kind of time where we could be away from our desk for that long without somebody wondering what on earth is going on. So there is a quick emergency version, and that's what I share more about in that FAQ episode and the kind of situations that might be good for using that in. Just a little tip, I use the quick emergency version in between contractions and labour. That's how quick it is. So believe me, this stuff works. I've used it in a very trying situation. So go and find the FAQs that I've recorded. They're already on the website and you can listen to them today. They should also be within your iTunes and Stitcher feeds, as I've already mentioned. So that's what we've got coming up on the Head Trash Show. I've got new experts lined up for interviews. I've got new techniques to share with you on clearing your head trash coming up. I've got some of the pregnancy stuff I said I'd share with you, hopefully not keeping it too pregnancy for the people that aren't pregnant or aren't the guys out there that are like, oh, geez, I really don't want to be hearing that kind of stuff. And if there's anything else that you want to hear more about in 2015 this year, then please come and let me know. I'm back in my seat. Having said that, I am looking after a newborn. So there may be certain times when you listen to this podcast where there's a little human being making some gurgling noises in the background, but I'm sure you don't mind. She is very cute. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be able to see exactly how cute she is. And it's baby Sophia. She's absolutely adorable and I love her to bits. But yes, there may be some little noises in the background as I try and keep the podcast going with a little newborn to keep an eye on too. So I hope that I'll receive your continued support listening to the podcast going through into this year. If you know anybody else that would benefit from clearing their head trash, then please do point them in the direction of the five-step process, show them our earlier podcast episodes where people can really learn how to, you know, really unpick their stuff and start clearing some of it. I've had some lovely emails from people telling me the results they're having just from literally using the process from the website. I'm going to put some of those up, those testimonials up on the website very soon, hopefully, because really, you know, you really do not need anything more to start making a difference in your mind, the feelings in your mind, the clutter in your mind, the whole ability for you to shut your mind down in terms of all that stuff it keeps piling in all the time. This stuff really does work if you just follow the simple five steps. So please don't hesitate to recommend us to anyone else if you think that that person needs a bit of five-step head trash clearance in their lives. Okay, I think that's it for me today. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get your copy of the free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes for more strategies, tips, and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time.